The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus Christ.
We celebrate today St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. And so when I read this Gospel reading, the words that jumped out at me were, "Take up your cross." What are our crosses? Anything in our lives that we would rather reject. Anything that we would prefer that we did not have. It might be wounds from the past. It might be certain character flaws or struggles or imperfections, family trials, illnesses, weaknesses, you name it. And our Lord says, take up your cross. Don't reject those things. Embrace them. Right now I'm reading a book on St. Teresa of Lisieux, and it's amazing. Why does our Lord want us to take up our crosses? Because it's in and through them that He sanctifies us. And so if we reject those things that He wants to use to sanctify us, we won't become holy as He desires. So in the life of St. Teresa of Lisieux, I remember one time I had a Carmelite spiritual director, and he asked me, he said, "How did St. Teresa become the saint of confidence, of holy trust? She was so tremendously courageous in trust." He said, "It's because it was the virtue that she most struggled with." He says, "What is her little way?" He said, "You know what? Initially, she becomes a Carmelite nun, and she reads about the saints. You know, these people, they had visions, and they did great penances, and she saw that she could do none of that. And so she despised herself. She thought, I'm so little, I'm not like the saints. And then she embraced her littleness. And after doing so, now, almost a century later, millions and millions of people have benefited from her embracing that cross in her life. Just one more thing about her. She lost her mother at a young age. And so she naturally became codependent with others. She entered into relationships of dependency. As she got a little older, she realized this. And so she thought, gosh, I know how to be codependent. Why don't I become dependent upon Christ? And so it was dying in these relationships and shifting that focus on our Lord. One of the crosses for Teresa Benedicta was the fact that she was Jewish. And I don't mean by that that there's something wrong with being Jewish or something evil about being Jewish. But she lived at the beginning of last century, living through World War I, and then the aftermath of that war in preparation for World War II, and she was a German. And so she lived in the country in which, to be Jewish, you were persecuted. And even though she became a Catholic, it was because she was Jewish that she was taken from her monastery and died in Auschwitz. She entered the monastery, and when she took the name of the cross, it was conscious of the fact that she was Jewish, and so that she would give her life as a contemplative Carmelite for the Jewish people. And as World War II progressed, she had the sense that she would be called, because of her Jewishness, to offer herself even more. And she wrote a letter to her mother superior. And she said, "Mother, I have the sense that I am called to be a martyr. I don't know how that will happen. But please permit me to offer myself to the heart of Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement. I joyfully accept in advance the death God has appointed for me. May it be for His honor and glory and for the Jewish people. And it will be the embrace of her cross for which she will always be remembered. We ask our Lord for the grace today to take up our own crosses, to embrace them so that He can work through them to redeem us.